Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Torii Hunter. Batting second, the shortstop, Christian Guzman. Batting third, the second baseman, Brent Gates. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Ron Coomer. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Chad Allen. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Corey Koski. Batting seventh, the catcher, Javier Valentin. Batting eighth, the right fielder, Jacques Jones. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Dan Perkins. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dan Perkins. For the Milwaukee Brewers, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Mark Loretta. Batting second, the second baseman, Ronnie Belliard. Batting third, the third baseman, Jeff Zerillo. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Jeremy Burnitz. Batting fifth, the catcher, Dave Nilsson. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Marky Grissom. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Sean Berry. Batting eighth, the left fielder, Jeff Jenkins. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Scott Carl. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Scott Carl. And now, play ball. Torii Hunter is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Hunter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Christian Guzman is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Guzman bunts towards first. Berry throws towards first, with the pitcher covering. Carl fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Carl. Hunter moves to third. Brent Gates is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Gates hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Belliard fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Hunter scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Twins. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Coomer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Belliard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Loretta is hit by the pitch. Ronnie Belliard is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Belliard bunts towards the mound. Perkins fields it and throws to first for the out. Loretta moves to second. One out. Jeff Zerillo is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Zerillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Koski fields it and throws to first for the out. Loretta moves to third. Two outs. Jeremy Burnett's batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Burnett's hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perkins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chad Allen is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Berry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Allen for the out. One out. Corey Koski is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Koski hits a fly ball into center field. Grissom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Javier Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carl fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Nilsson takes first base on ball 4. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Grissom hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gates settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Sean Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Berry strikes out. 2 outs. Jeff Jenkins is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jenkins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jacques Jones is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jones is hit by the pitch. Dan Perkins is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Perkins strikes out. 1 out. Torrey Hunter is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hunter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hunter hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jones moves to second. Christian Guzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guzman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Guzman hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Burnett's. Guzman reaches second base with a double. Jones scores. Hunter goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Twins. Brant Gates batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gates is 0-for-1 in the game. Gates hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Guzman scores. It's 4-0, Twins. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Gates moves to second. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Coomer is 0-for-1 in the game. Coomer hits a line drive towards first. Berry reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chad Allen batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Loretta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Scott Carl is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Carl hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Twins. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Loretta is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Loretta hits a pop-up into right field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ronnie Belliard is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Belliard is 0-for-0 in the game. Belliard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Cirillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Cirillo bunts towards third. Koski fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Belliard moves to second. Jeremy Burnett's is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Burnett's is 0-for-1 in the game. Burnett's hits a fly ball into right field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nilsson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Nilsson hits a fly ball into center field. Hunter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Corey Koski is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Koski is 0-for-1 in the game. Koski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Loretta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Javier Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jacques Jones is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jones is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Jones hits a line drive towards short. Loretta reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Perkins is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Perkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Perkins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Valentin moves to second. Torrey Hunter is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Hunter is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Grissom is 0-for-1 in the game. Grissom hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sean Berry is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guzman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Grissom moves to third. Jeff Jenkins is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Jenkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Grissom scores. Berry moves to second. It's 4-2, Twins. Scott Carl batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. The ball gets by Valentin for a passed ball. Berry moves to third. Jenkins moves to second. Scott Carl batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Carl is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Carl hits a ball on the ground towards first. Coomer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carl for the out. One out. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Loretta is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Loretta hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Hunter who is chasing the ball. Loretta reaches third base with a triple. Berry scores. Jenkins scores. It's Twins, 4, Brewers, 4. Joe Mays now pitching. Ronnie Belliard is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Belliard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Belliard takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Cirillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cirillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Loretta scores. Belliard moves to second. It's 5-4, Brewers. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Burnett is 0-for-2 in the game. Burnett strikes out. Two outs. Dave Nilsson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Nilsson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Nilsson hits a pop-up into right field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Christian Guzman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Guzman is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Guzman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Loretta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brant Gates is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gates is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gates hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Carl fires to first and picks off Gates. Two outs. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Coomer is 0-for-2 in the game. Coomer takes first base on ball 4. Chad Allen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Allen is 0-for-2 in the game. Allen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Marky Grissom, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Grissom is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grissom hits a line drive into right field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Sean Berry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berry strikes out. 2 outs. Jeff Jenkins is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jenkins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Coomer scoops it up and throws to first, with Mays covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Corey Koski is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Koski is 0-for-2 in the game. Koski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Javier Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Valentin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Valentin hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Koski moves to second. Jacques Jones is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Jones bunts towards the mound. Carl fields it and throws to third for the out. Valentin moves to second. 1 out. Marty Cordova pinch hits for Joe Mays. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cordova hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Valentin scores. Jones moves to third. It's Twins, 5, Brewers, 5. Alberto Reyes now pitching. Doug Mankiewicz pinch hits for Torrey Hunter. Doug Mankiewicz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mankiewicz strikes out. 2 outs. Christian Guzman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Guzman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Guzman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Belliard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Brewers 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Wells now pitching. Jacques Jones now playing center field. Marty Cordova now playing right field. Rich Becker pinch hits for Alberto Reyes. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Becker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Loretta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Loretta bunts towards third. Koski fields it and throws to first for the out. Becker moves to second. 1 out. Ronnie Belliard is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Belliard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Belliard hits a pop-up towards third. Koski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cirillo is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Cirillo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Brewers 5. The Twins will come to bat. Alex Ochoa now playing center field. David Weathers now pitching. Brent Gates is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gates is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Gates hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Belliard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Coomer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Coomer hits a fly ball into right field. Burnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Chad Allen is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 3 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Corey Koski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Allen. The throw from Nilsson and he is safe. Allen steals second. Corey Koski is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Koski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Koski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Allen scores. It's 6-5, Twins. Javier Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Valentin hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Jenkins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Brewers 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Burnett is 0 for 3 in the game. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wells fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Nilsson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Nilsson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Nilsson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gates scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alex Ochoa is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ochoa hits a ball on the ground towards third. Koski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Brewers 5. The Twins will come to bat. Jacques Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Jones hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cordova is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cordova hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-5, Twins. Denny Hocking pinch hits for Bob Wells. Denny Hocking is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hocking hits a fly ball into center field. Ochoa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Christian Guzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guzman is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Guzman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Berry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Guzman for the out. Two outs. Brant Gates is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gates is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Gates hits a line drive into left field. Jenkins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Brewers 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Denny Hocking now playing right field. Mike Trombley now pitching. Sean Berry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Berry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jeff Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jenkins hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Coomer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Banks pinch hits for David Weathers. Brian Banks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Banks takes first base on ball 4. Berry moves to second. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Loretta is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Loretta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gates fields it and throws to second for the out. Berry moves to third. Two outs. Ronnie Belliard batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Belliard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Belliard hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Allen. Belliard reaches second base with a double. Berry scores. Loretta moves to third. It's 8-6, Twins. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Cirillo is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Cirillo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Brewers 6. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Pitsley now pitching. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Coomer is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Coomer strikes out. 1 out. Chad Allen is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Allen is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Berry scoops it up and throws to first, with Pitsley covering, for the out. 2 outs. Corey Koski is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Koski is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Koski hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-6, Twins. Javier Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Belliard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Brewers 6. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 4 in the game. Burnett hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Nilsson is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Nilsson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Coomer scoops it up and throws to first, with Trombley covering, for the out. 2 outs. Alex Ochoa is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ochoa is 0 for 1 in the game. Ochoa hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-7, Twins. Sean Berry is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Berry is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Berry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jones. Berry reaches second base with a double. Jeff Jenkins batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jenkins is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Coomer scoops it up and throws to first, with Trombley covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 9, and Milwaukee Brewers, 7. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.